Welcome into A to Z Sports Primetime from the Superbook Sports Studios. I'm your host, Buck Rising, and I'm proud, as always, to be presented to you by our friends at Superbook Sports. Download the Superbook app today. They'll match your first bet up to $1,000, win or lose. Get in on the action of your favorite major sports in the Superbook Sports app. TrueMav Fitness, achieve your fitness goals, whether that's weight loss, getting in better physical condition. You want to see more definition. You want to tone a little better. TrueMav Fitness can come up with a plan for you guys to get yourself in position to succeed the way that they did for me. And the Ashton Real Estate Group of RE/MAX Advantage, speaking of succeeding, the Intel Edge is what you need to succeed. And it can only be found at GaryAshton.com. Get your dream address without the stress with the official real estate agent of the Nashville Predators. Although the Preds lost 7-0 last night. Dear God. I looked up in the middle of the first period. They were down 6-0. Kind of insane. Either way, we're not here to talk hockey. Titans announced their free agency signings today. They went through the physicals probably early this morning. They announced most of those contracts. I mean, right about the start of the radio show, it was somewhere in between like 10 a.m. and 10:15 when all five of those started to roll out. And then later this evening is when Sean Murphy Bunting was announced. Patrick Bird asked, Buck, are you surprised they didn't sign Josh Dobbs back, at least as the backup? Yeah, Josh Dobbs is going to be a Cleveland Brown again. And, you know, I personally think that he's a better backup quarterback option than Malik Willis. I think that Josh Dobbs was worth keeping around. They damn sure better have another quarterback on the roster beyond Tannehill and Malik, because what Malik brings to the table right now is insufficient. So, you know, I think they're banking on the development of a young player, and it's good that they are. I think it's a vote of confidence in Malik Willis by the organization to move on from Josh Dobbs. I do think that that might be premature unless he's made substantial strides. And of course, we'll see what happens with training camp. But Dobbs was an unrestricted free agent. He was not re-signed at this point. Rick Bates says Jimmy Haslam loves him some Dobbs. That is true. As long as Jimmy Haslam is an owner in the NFL, Josh Dobbs will have a job in the league. And by the way, Josh deserves it. Good on Josh. But looking at the circumstance for the Titans free agents, they announced five of them this morning. Five of them spoke. So that's Luke Gifford, the special teams / off-ball linebacker. That's Azeez Alshire. You have Arden Key, Andre Dillard, and Daniel Brunskill. Then Sean Murphy Bunting was announced later. He did not speak at the press conference. There were a couple of takeaways that I had from that media availability earlier today. Now, for those of you who are looking for the press conferences, they did not live stream them, meaning that they are not also on their social media channels or their YouTube page. So fortunately, we had our Titans media colleagues there to capture some video for us. The question that I would ask you, your Two Rivers Ford take, what's the biggest thing you learned from the Titans free agent press conferences today? Give me your response on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and on Twitch. We will discuss at length together what's the biggest thing that you learned from the Titans free agent press conferences. We will talk about it right after I remind you that the Two Rivers Ford take is made possible by Two Rivers Ford. Go to Two Rivers Ford for your 2023 model year Fords to test drive one for yourself with all of their great inventory on the lot. Quality American-made Ford vehicles and a sales experience that cannot be beat. Two Rivers Ford for 40 years in Mount Juliet or online at tworiversford.com. So, how do you feel, or what did you learn from the free agent press conferences today? Adam Cruz says Arden Key is a dog. Oh, good. Mike Corbo says they did actually put it out on YouTube afterwards, Robert, for I know producer Robert was looking for it earlier for the purposes of production stuff. Fresh guys, young and hungry, says Michael Piper. Arden Key likes to talk and Brunskill wants to pound that rock, says Nate's burner. Dogs are ready to play, according to Alan Rogers. So I without being at the press conferences myself today, obviously we were live on the air. I haven't watched everybody's YouTube videos back yet. I saw a bunch of clips on social media and tweets or quotes that were tweeted. But what I felt that I learned first and foremost is that the Titans offered Andre Dillard an opportunity to earn their left tackle spot. Now, whether they take a left tackle at 11 or whether they take an offensive lineman at 11 remains to be seen. But for right now, they have a left tackle on the roster. And that left tackle on the roster seems to think that that's the job that he plans to secure.
Left tackle is definitely what I have my eyes set on. That's my goal. It's, you know, I'm going to compete, give everything I have to get that spot. But obviously, you know, I'm willing to do whatever is best for the team at the end of the day. But left tackle is definitely what I have my sights set on.
So Andre Dillard signed a three-year, $29 million deal. If you can get a left tackle for that money, obviously that's an incredible value that you now have on hand. I saw some contract details tweeted out for the first time around Andre Dillard, which seemed like a pretty successful situation. Brad Spielberger of Pro Football Focus, a base value of $29 million over 3 years with $6 million more in incentive. $10 million fully guaranteed at signing, three more vests in 2024. So right now, the guaranteed money is very, very low. Only $10 million guaranteed, which is basically a year-to-year deal. That's huge for the Titans if they can secure a left tackle situation out of it. And if not, then it's worth the flyer, right? $10 million on the left tackle position. Is a good value if they can make it work. Jimbo says, Oh, I clicked on the wrong one. Buckies, how about Lamar Jackson? Speak it to existence. I'd love for that to be the case, but all the reporting right now, as of, you know, almost 8:30 Monday night, if you listen to the primetime show after the fact, but we're sitting here doing it live for the time being. As of about 8:30 on Monday night, there's not a team that has a concrete term sheet in to Lamar Jackson, with all 31 other clubs, excluding the Ravens, who have put the non-exclusive franchise tag on him. None of the other 31 teams have made a concrete term sheet offer to Lamar Jackson, and they've been able to do it since Wednesday. So right now, anybody who would want to speak it into existence is capable of speaking it into existence, but thus far, no NFL teams have truly put pen to paper. So with everything that you know, you think you learned today, what did you learn? Or with everything that you heard today, what did you learn from the Titans free agent press conferences? We'll read some more of your comments right after I remind you that the Primetime Show is made possible by Superbook Sports. Download the Superbook app today and you can wager on all of your favorite major sports, whether it's college basketball at the most exciting time of the year, one of the best postseasons in all of sports. Superbook will give you the best odds boost, promo bets, and prop bets available for you in the Superbook Sports app. It's real clean. It's easy to use. They even have a Tennessee tab for you to get better odds boosts and promotions on your favorite teams faster. So download the Superbook app today. Go to superbook.com for terms and conditions. Gambling problem? Call the Tennessee Red Line. 1-800-889-9789. So, looking at everything that you learn from the press conferences at this point, I don't know if it's just broke, if it's broke or just that oil money isn't anything to F around with, says Bryce Erickson. Who's broke? Oh, because Beverly is asking, why are the Titans so broke? Well, I mean, again, I don't know specifics about the financials of the Adams family. Amy Adams Strunk is the controlling owner in the Titans ownership group. I don't know all the details of their finances, right? I don't have access to their accounting. I don't know enough about, you know, corporate tax structure and things like that to understand how many different things that they have assets tied up in. It's a different level of wealth that people like that are operating at. But what we know is that the Titans are not the most cash flush ownership organization. They're not broke. They're not the Raiders, but they're not the Cowboys either, right? So, you know, whatever you're ascribing as broke, Beverly, whether that's, you know, a contract you think that they need to be offering a certain player, whether that's Lamar Jackson, whether you think that they're going on the cheap for a variety of reasons, whether you're looking at their salary cap situation and saying, well, You know, they did a lot of bad contracts under the previous regime that they're going to have to dig themselves out of. That's why they have so much dead money on their books at present. I think that ultimately, you know, I don't think they're broke, but they're not in a great financial situation for this coming season, for sure. I think that there's a lot of different thing. Here we are calling billionaires broke, says Misguided Perceptions. Well, listen, I mean, NFL, the way that the NFL money has gone up and will continue to go up, there are going to be billionaires who are calling the other billionaires broke, right? And billionaires who are calling, you know, multimillionaires broke. And NFL ownership is going to continue to climb to almost unreachable financial heights because it's said that the Commanders franchise is going to go somewhere in the neighborhood of $5 to $6 billion for the purchase of it whenever Daniel Snyder is ultimately forced to sell. There's not a lot of people in the United States of America, and frankly, it'd be interesting to see if in the way that the Saudis are sports washing their problematic culture and issues with sports, the way that they are with LIV Golf, whether they ever explore the NFL ownership structure, because I don't think the NFL is opposed to taking any money that professional golfers are not. That would be fascinating. But I mean, there's a certain point, right, where there's only so many of these ultra billionaires to go around. I'm fascinated to see how it goes, but right now, you know, it's not the best, most rich ownership structure, but it's not the poorest either at this point. So let's talk about the free agent signing that you like the most now that you've seen the class put together. Let's talk about it together. Give me your favorite of the free agency signings right after I remind you that the Primetime Show is made possible by TrueMath Fitness in the Gulch. Go and get your fitness journey started. It's the hardest thing to do just to get it started. But once you go into TrueMath Fitness, you'll understand the plan, you'll understand the procedure, and it will be routine. You'll enjoy it. That was something that I had to get used to once I started going back to the gym. TrueMath Fitness made it fun for me. It was awesome to see the progress that I was able to make. It will be awesome for you as well. And you can try out any of their group classes for free as a Middle Tennessee resident for your first time when you go to TrueMathFitness.com. Check out their membership options as well. Mayburn says, we just need Bill Gates to buy the Titans. What, you remember the Bon Jovi rumors that Locke and Fora had out there? That was right when I moved to town. That was like 2015. That was a pretty funny time in Titans media and reporting. That was before I was really doing the job just yet. Misguided Perception says, I'm rooting for Dillard. Seems to be hungry to prove himself. Marlowe Painter, or rather Pointer, on Facebook Live says, Azeez and Arden Key. I think that there's a couple of different players that I'm curious about, but I do think that Arden Key has the potential to be a fun piece in this defense and to really help mix things up. We'll see if he's more durable than Bud Dupree. That project didn't necessarily pay itself off the way that you would like it to. But with Harold going to be as healthy as humanly possible by the start of the season, barring any setbacks, knock on wood, and the same for Denico Autry and Jeff Simmons, who is currently without a new contract extension, but under contract for one more year with the club. Arden Key seems like he has the potential to cause real problems for opposing offenses.
You see that D-line? I mean, Big Jeff, Denico Autry, Harold Landry coming back on the edge. I mean, it was self-explanatory there, just being with those guys and being playing against Tennessee, it was always Tennessee D-line was bullies. Like, that's how they played. Everything was a bully. We're going to bully the offensive lineman. That's the type of play I play with. I'm a bully on the football field, and I feel like I fit right in with these guys.
Did a lack of.
So he feels like he's a bully. He feels like he fits right in. Listen, the thing that makes them special more often than not is their ability to get pressure with four. If they can win on first and second down, the way we talked about on the radio show today, that they can tee off on teams on third down, really put themselves in positions to succeed and gives them the best opportunity against a conference that's stacked with quarterback talent, right? Burrow, Mahomes, Jackson, Allen, now Rodgers with the Jets or eventually Rodgers with the Jets. It all seems to be trending that way. The best thing that you can do against these otherworldly quarterbacks is to have the best possible solution to their otherworldly skills, which is to have a defense that's continually going to be chewing on their necks for 60 minutes of football and try and give your offense as many cracks at it as humanly possible. That is what it seems their approach is going to continue to be. They continue to be the least talented offense in the division. I think you saw the Texans sign Dalton Schultz today, the former Cowboys tight end. There have been, I know that the Texans traded away Brandon Cooks to the Cowboys, but still, I feel better about the Cowboys or the Texans skill position group at present than I do the Titans pre-draft. They have the opportunity to change that, but again, the Texans have 12 draft picks this year to the Titans 6. Jacksonville and Indianapolis able to kind of improve themselves as well. Defensively, though, I do think that the Titans have the best defense in the division if we were to start the season today. Are the Titans interested in bringing back Austin Hooper? That's been my understanding that that's not been the case. And I know he has a free agent visit with the Raiders tomorrow, if I saw the reporting on that correctly. I'm curious to see what happens with Arden Key. I think you can make the case for a lot of these different guys. Gifford, the special teams linebacker, who's apparently capable of playing a larger role on defense. How able-bodied he's going to be has yet to be seen. But to have versatility with players with upside and at value is kind of the theme of this free agency with Murphy Bunting, with Arden Key, Andre Dillard, Azeez Al-Shaair. All of these guys kind of stick to the same, I don't want to call it bargain bin type of players, but opportunity cost players that have a lot of upside and can earn future opportunities here in Tennessee, but will not be on the books, really not stuck on the books the way that so many other contracts for the Titans were in recent years, not stuck on the books beyond future years or beyond this coming year. Let's do, in case you missed it, let's bring in producer Robert to tell us all about stories in sports that we might have missed this week. Hey, bud.
What's going on, bud? And it's what's happened today. I've seen some people in the comments talking about it, being sad about it. Josh Dodd signing with the Denver Broncos. And now what are the Titans going to do? Their starting quarterback's gone.
Well, I don't know that Josh Dodd signing with the Denver Broncos is what has them bent out of shape so much as Josh Dobbs signing with the Cleveland Browns likely has them out of shape.
You know, even though we're not on radio, I still want to call you every word in the book that I'm not allowed to. I call you a shithead here. I'll call you. You're such a shithead. You knew exactly what I meant. Josh Dobbs signing.
I know, but it's how spectacularly wrong you got all of it. I can't. You can't even get mad at me for roughing you up.
When I can.
You got literally everything in that sentence wrong.
I didn't say he signed with the wrong team. I got the team right. Leave me alone. Anyway. Okay. There is a new quarterback. Oh, anyway, just sit back and let me handle it, buddy. There's a new quarterback on the horizon. Nam Cooten. Oh, I said his name wrong, too. Cam Newton.
Terrible joke.
It wasn't a good one. Cam Newton announced today that he was going to be throwing at Auburn's Pro Day, and I think he could work for the Titans.
Tell me how these randoms keep getting jobs.
Don't worry about it. I'm going to say I can't wait to sing it. Oh, I love it. I love it.
I'm seeing a lot of people trolling the idea, and it's official. I will be throwing at Auburn's Pro Day Tuesday.
118!
And I did get the team wrong. I did get the team wrong. I said the Broncos. It's the other orange team. Mondays are my long days. Leave me alone. I got to deal with you all day. I got to turn around and come back here. Either way, Cam Newton to the Titans. Who says no except for everyone?
Me.
Yeah, that's not true. I think you would enjoy it because of the content. You know, the show would be easy. You know, the press conferences would be fun. I think it's just me and everyone else that would think it would be a dumb idea. And really for any team. I mean, who – he said there aren't 32 guys better than him. I think I could name 40 if I had to make a list right now.
He was so bad the last time I saw him play professional football. What, no thoughts beyond that?
No, I'm reading the chat, and everybody's just dogging the hell out of me right now. It's either between me. Last week, somebody said I look like I just got done clipping toenails. That was a good one. And then Leo hit me over the head with, this guy looks like he just crop dusted a nursing home, which all of these are super accurate. I can't deny any of them.
Now I just have a visual image of you in a pair of ill-fitting scrubs crop dusting elderly residents in a nursing home. I think that is very fitting. I think that might have been in a previous life. Who's to say? But I do think that a lot of people would say no to Cam Newton on the Titans. Robert, this was prior to your arrival here, but Cam Newton famously dabbed in the end zone against the Titans one year when the Carolina Panthers, when Cam was still good, and Cam was one of the most unstoppable things in the sport. The Carolina Panthers came in here and kicked the absolute dog shit out of the Tennessee Titans. Cam was dabbing in the end zone. It offended a mother who did not want her son watching that from the stands, so much so that she wrote a letter to the editor of the Tennessean, the former, well, I guess it's still the paper of record here in Middle Tennessee for whatever paper of record means at this stage. But yes, a letter to the editor decrying all things dab and saying that, you know, she didn't want her young and impressionable son influenced by the giant 6'7" dabbing quarterback who was back flipping over Avery Williamson into the end zone for score upon score. It was, you know, a lot of dog whistling around that. I'm not saying that, I can't remember what the woman's name was if she disclosed it, but yeah, a lot of racial dog whistling around that particular one.
And now that kid's selling fake pot on Broadway. See, bring him back. He can make amends with that kid. They could dab together. They just line him and Henry up in the backfield and just run a straight line to the end zone.
Trade one dab for another, huh?
see, that was a good joke. That was a good one. Send me out of here, buddy. I got shit to do.
You're done. See ya. Producer Robert with In Case You Missed It. That is going to do it for us tonight on the Primetime Show. Thanks for hanging. Radio show tomorrow. Let's see who Lucas texted me. Is on the radio show. Sando. Mike Sando is going to be on with us on Wednesday. Bob Kessling, voice of the Vols, going to speak with us Thursday before the Vols Sweet 16 game against the mighty FAU Owls. That's going to do it for us tonight. Have a great rest of your evening. Radio show starts at 10 a.m. on 104.5 The Zone. We'll have a lot to talk about. I'm going to spend a lot of time on this Josh Dobbs Browns signing because I do think this puts the Titans in dire need of a backup quarterback situation with Malik Willis still on the roster but not quite ready to play at this point. Have a great night. Radio show at 10. I don't know why I'm repeating myself. It's probably time for me to go. Yeah, I don't know where I'm going. See you guys.
Well, are you surprised to hear that?
Certainly not. The first year we took it to the limit. And I was in Miami with my new beach house. Well, it was a couple minutes from the beach.
It's been 20 years since then. We haven't been too strong in the last few years.
Oh, we've been strong. We're just playing by the rules. You can't have a newcomer come in and steal a show.